first of the year.
Wow.
I would love to. I would love to, Mike, exactly. And Brother Moffitt, would love to have you back, brother.
Mm-hmm. All of you.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Oh, everybody. Yes, let's do that. And you're exactly right, responsibility. And I think if you really look at it, it all ties into what we're talking about. We need to be responsible for our children and especially our children's safety as well. Right. And teach them. This is the thing about it. A lot of times, see, my mom told me a long time ago, I am not your friend. I'm your mom. Okay. I will not sit down and drink, have a drink with you. I will not go to a party with you. Okay.
Right, and something
that you said earlier, Mike, because see, all of this is related if you really look at it. Because if we teach our children respect and how to respect themselves, number one, then they will become more vigilant, right? Because if you respect yourself, then you're not going to allow yourself to be involved with other nefarious characters. And you're not going to be so easily influenced by your peers. Peer influence can be a very dangerous thing, folks. It can be a very dangerous thing because if they consider their peers or their, and they come around and get them in trouble, hey man, look here. Are they going into this convenience store or whatever it is? Hey, go and take that. Nobody's looking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That car is unlocked. Why don't we see what's going on? We'll see. You guys know as police officers with car theft and people breaking into cars. And Mike, you sent me a video earlier this week. And with somebody that's trying to break into somebody's car with a gun. And he ended up getting shot himself. Because the windows were
that truck that had the tinted windows.
That's right.
That was a bad move on that guy's part.
It was a bad move. It was a bad move.
Character can be described as doing the right thing when nobody's even looking.
That's it.
Right.
Because you know in your heart and you know in your head what you're doing is evil.
That's exactly right.
So the two words that I brought up earlier was responsibility and respect, and they go hand in hand. I don't think you can have one without having the other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I tell you what, I think that all of this, like you said, Mac, everything that we talked about is very, very important. And I think that our audience got a great deal out of it. We still have a few minutes left to go here. But anyway, let's talk about some ways, that we can go around the panel and some suggestions on how do you plan on being more vigilant? How do you plan on protecting yourself? What advice would you give to whether it's an older adult, a child, a woman, man, whatever it is. I'm going to leave you with this story, and it's a true one. Good friend of mine, and then I want the panel to take over, and we'll start with Brother Moffitt. Good friend of mine, dad went to a bank, and I'm not certain whether it was around the holiday time or not. I'm not sure, but it really doesn't matter. And I don't think we talked about that a little bit, too. Be careful when you go to the bank. Did anybody cover that at all? Let's talk about this for a second. Be careful when you are going to an ATM. Be vigilant. Look who's around you, especially this time of year. Be careful when you're going inside of the bank and you're withdrawing large sums of cash.
Right.
Be careful about that. Okay, look around. This gentleman.
Don't go alone.
Hey. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit too. But anyway, so this gentleman went to the bank and when he was coming out of the bank, some slick talker came up to him and he was an elderly gentleman and told him about, an opportunity, a business opportunity, and that all he had to do was go in the bank and withdraw $10,000. And he could, make over $100,000 or whatever it is, and it would take a matter of minutes. Okay? I don't know what this guy said, because you have to understand, there are some polished and some really, really, really slick criminals out here.
Come on.
And you said, well, that'll never happen to me. And I think Brother Moffitt and somebody else says, until it happens to you.
That part.
Okay? So think about this. So he goes into the, I don't know, I don't, nobody's going to tell me coming out of the bank going and withdrawing $10,000 and giving it to him. it's not going to happen.
Nope.
No, that's not going to happen to me. Folks, but it does happen. Mm-hmm. Okay. It may be happening to your parents or your grandparents, and they're thinking, oh God, if I can do that, what could I do with that? And they just start thinking.
It's just not happening at the bank. It's happening on cyber.
Cyber too. All of that. And I want y'all guys, I want us to spend a few minutes talking about that, because this is what we're talking about. Situational awareness, holiday safety. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he comes up, give the guy $10,000.
Mm.
The guy said, I'll be right back.
Mm.
This was 10 years ago. This was 10 years ago. And you know, and the gentleman, a really nice man. He's a really nice, and he was sick behind that.
It's too nice.
I bet he was. Shoot, I'm 6'4", but it was 2 years ago and not my money.
Think about this.
That's a lot of money.
Brother Moffitt.
You know what? They've had scams like that going on as far back as I can remember. They typically will prey on elderly people, but if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, because if they approach you in a parking lot right outside of the bank, they may show you a small quantity of cash, $500, and convince you somehow. They're real smooth operators. They'll convince that elderly person,
mm-hmm.
look, in order to make this work out, you need to, you know, show some good faith by, I'm going to, you know, you're going to have to deposit this in your account and break. They'll convince them to withdraw large sums of money from their personal account, you know, by just showing them a little bit. I mean, leading them to believe they're going to come out ahead of the game. But in the end, they lose large sums of money. They've been doing this like a bunco forger kind of thing. It's been going on since the beginning of time, and it's still going on today. And you think about, most of the victims are elderly, but anyone can be a victim. Mm. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So
that's exactly
right. We all need to be aware. Yep.
It might, they dangle the flowers or the candy or the carrot or whatever in front of you.
They're very charming, William. They're very charming, please. Like you, buddy.
Thank you, Mike.
Very charming. Very disarming, very charming. And they know the seniors. Which is why the refuse to be a victim class was so successful, is because they know that they're more vulnerable. Maybe their faculties aren't as sharp. I know I'm nowhere near as sharp as I was when I was 21. So, I mean, yeah, they easily become victims because their faculties aren't all there. They're a little slower these days physically and mentally. And the evil people out there, they know that. So they take advantage of it.
Well, Dr. Sims, you know what Mike said, elderly, but younger people are being scammed also.
Okay,
if you think about this,
there.
Younger people, because it is almost, think about this. Their minds is on, this is what I can have. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And so they're focused on that versus what if this isn't real? Okay. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Brother Moffitt, if it sounds too good to be true, most times. So, if it does sound that good, get the facts. Get the real facts behind. But you don't do business in a parking lot anyway.
But people
that's number
want
one.
Microwave success, William. Let's be real. They want microwave success.
Ooh.
And they want, and I'll use that, and I'll use that quite widely. They want microwave
great
success.
Great analogy.
Things to turn around tomorrow. They want to get rich quick. It is what it is. That is the stuff that the world is feeding us.
That's right.
How can we get a rich, quick scheme? All of us are suffering in areas of financial, and I'm telling you, this is what they're projecting. But the thing is, these modern-day scammers have defined so much stuff. I mean, they're modern-day scammers on social media. They're modern-day. I get all kind of scamming messages on my phone. Now,
yep.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't even have a bank account there, and they're telling me I got
$10,000
right. deposited. Really?
Right.
Now, if you open it up, then they have access to your information. It is getting so bad, folks, that even the news media is educating us on these scammers. They're telling you, do not open up anything on your phone, your iPad, because I followed this. They had somebody in Pakistan. They had a group of them in Pakistan. They just raided them, and they had these little, you know, modules. They were professional scammers, and there was about 15 of them. and they scam, not in their cities. They come on over here to America because we are dull in our concept of what's going on because we want things so quickly and easy. So, and I think we talked about it earlier. They're so busy in their phones. They're not paying attention.
Distracted.
Everything is just right there. And then when they hit your phone, oh, what's this? And they click it open. Guess what? They have access to your information. That is how savvy they are. So folks, we've got to, my recommendation to you, don't open up nothing that you don't know about. If it looks good and folks like it nine times, it's going to be for your detriment. Also on your PCs, and I want to tell people when we do ordering online, close your accounts down after you've completed your order. Because when you leave things open, your credit card is on there and things like that. They come on my PC. And my daughter, she mentioned that to me. She said, Mom, do you close down your Amazon account? I said, no, because I would just want to go to it. She said,
shut it down. Sign off on it
because you're leaving yourself wide open. And they're looking for the vulnerability of us. And nine times out of 10, we are vulnerable because we have gotten to be so trusting.
Mm-hmm.
And we have got to stop that because that's what they bank on.
Mm-hmm.
Your vulnerability, you being trusting and ignorant to their devices.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And even with the station here, we have firewalls here. And every now and then, and it happens more often maybe once every other week or so, I'm getting something malware detected, right? But then they go in and they clean it out, whatever it is. So people are constantly trying to attack wherever you are. And especially if you are exposed like we are, a global radio station, you can understand how they're trying to hack into our website. Yes. But thank God we have some security there. But, you know, who knows if something slips past sometimes? You don't know, right? Even though you pay for the protection, it's always best to have that. And a very excellent point, like you said, Dr. Sims, and you confirmed, Mike, close out those accounts when you're buying something online. Mm-hmm. Dr. Demery, people today, we got a few minutes. I want you to talk about this. And the reason why we are, and I want the rest of the panel to chime in on all of this real quick. And what came to mind while you guys were talking was a term, instant gratification. We want it now. And we want it now. And that can leave us very, very vulnerable. Can it, guys? Dr. Demery.
Well, you know, there's an old saying, and I've said this before. Now, listen to this. Romance without fire. And before long, it becomes a new saying. So, just, I think, like Brother Michael said, if it has web feet, it's got a beak and it quacks, it's probably a duck.
That's not quite what he said, but
we got it. Don't let yourself be duped. Don't let yourself be bamboozled.
That's it.
Or whatever word you can think of.
Oh, what?
Use your senses. And I'm always either contacting my brother. Or William will tell you, I'll call him up and ask him advice on certain things.
He showed up. And
it's something that you are cautious about. Ask somebody, you know, seek out somebody whom you trust and say, hey, man, what do you think about this? Hey, sister, what do you think about this? Mm. And get another opinion before you start, you know, sacrificing your hard-earned money like Dr. Tim said. Mm-hmm. I've worked hard for everything I got. I don't want to just throw it away.
Right.
I'm not going and spending, you know, my time and money at Las Vegas.
And he's exactly right. Dr. Demery Covey one time said, hey, Brother Brown, this, that, and other, do you think I should sign? I says, nope. He said, okay, all right. And he didn't.
End of that discussion.
And that was, I said, nope, don't do it. Brother Moffitt, man, how do you, your experience here today, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you enjoyed our crazy panel here because we like to have fun. We like to educate, but you know, hey, you can have both at the same time. Brother Moffitt.
Right. I'm learning. I'm like, I really appreciate, you know, you inviting me to be a part of this. I'll definitely be, you know, make myself available for the upcoming panel. We definitely need to continue the discussion. And there's quite a few things that we didn't get a chance to talk about. I'm like, there's urban terrorists everywhere we go. People are out there shopping the malls.
Come
you
got
to keep the head on the swivel and look for your exits, because we got active shooters and we got to know how to deal with
situations. Yes.
We're in the mall.
Yes.
Right, right.
Yes.
And you know, the first time I heard the term active shooter, it was my brother Mike there. Mike told me about it. He says, we got an active shooter. It was something that came on TV. He said, yeah, there's an active shooter. And I think there was a situation, a terrible situation that happened back in San Bernardino, well over a decade or so ago, whatever it was, Mike. Mike, thank you, my friend.
You are very welcome. So I would add to, keeping your head on a swivel. You don't necessarily have to do that. I'll be talking with people and my eyes are moving constantly. Mm-hmm. In fact, to the point where whoever I'm talking to them say, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
And Sarge can bear me out on this. It becomes automatic when you're in law enforcement. You're not paranoid, but you're very cautious. So
right.
My eyes are always, even if I'm talking to somebody, you'll see my eyes darting around and people will sometimes question, what are you looking at? I said, sorry, right. I'll apologize. I'm sorry, but it just comes with, you know, 30 years of doing what I did. Your eyes are always moving. So it's not literally that you have to have your head swiveling around. And real quickly on the websites, when you go to a website, make sure it has the S on the HTML or whatever it is. S, mm-hmm. That stands for secure. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to use websites that don't have the S in the top portion where you're typing in your website. So look mm-hmm. for that S. Also, when you're using your cards to get money out of anything mm-hmm. or using your card, watch, because they'll put card readers and mm-hmm.
yes.
that are fake.
Yes.
And what it does is it mm-hmm. reads your card, and then when you punch in your PIN, it copies all that, and then they come back and they take mm-hmm. the reader out. So mm-hmm. if you go to a bank or you go to a money machine, grab hold of the face of that where your card goes and see if it pulls out.
That's right.
Pull out.
Mm-hmm.
And something else that I wanted to cover real quickly.
Please.
Next time we get together, I'm going to convince all you ladies, stop carrying a purse.
What? What am I doing with all my stuff?
But no, he's right, because I don't carry mine.
They don't carry a purse. They carry backpacks.
Thank
you. With everything.
Backpack. No.
That purse.
I have my piece.
Very briefly. The bad guys know where all your cool stuff is at. And where did you put it? You put it in one convenient place called a purse. So
wow.
All your goodies are in that, your guns in that purse, your IDs in that purse, your whatever cash you're carrying in, your credit cards in that purse, your driver's license in that purse, and the bad guys know it. So you conveniently put it in one place, and that purse, you've got it on your arm, right? Well,
right,
that purse
right.
is used to drag you to the ground if you won't let loose of it. And I've got video tape of a lady that was pulled underneath a car, and
ooh.
It started to take off, and it
wow.
almost ran under her head. At the very last moment, the car,
wow.
She pulled her head out. So you ladies, stop carrying a purse. If you want
wow.
to carry a purse, make sure your cool stuff isn't in the purse.
Oh, wow.
Maybe you got to carry other stuff. I get it. Your plumbing tools and everything else. I get it.
No, he didn't. No, he
didn't.
Oh,
nice
because, you know, that's
what
a thing.
About, it's like a makeup bag, because I like that. And you can
something small.
Put that thing around your waist and
yeah.
cover it, because that's what I... My driver's license and all that kind of stuff is not in a big bag per se.
The bigger it is, the easier it is to grab a hold of and drag you around by it.
It's real small.
You want something small that's easy to carry, you know, a little clutch purse. One of my friends, she stopped carrying a purse and she has her cell phone that folds open. She's got
yeah.
a credit card, her driver's
yeah.
license, her cell phone, and a little bit of cash. And that's all she carries. She might
yeah.
have a purse in the car in the trunk for cosmetics and other necessities. But mm-hmm. she stopped carrying a purse entirely out in public.
Absolutely.
So I would highly
That's
recommend
amazing.
You guys do that.
So Ann and Dr. Sims, I want to suggest that you ladies get yourself a holster for your gun, okay?
Oh, I got one.
Yeah.
Because I'm left-handed.
I'm trying to make life on the sisters.
Under the jacket is strapped around. Oh, I got it. Thank you very much.
Hey,
There's
guys.
There's ways you ladies can hide those weapons.
Oh, thank you. Hey, thank you so much. Hey, what an amazing show. You guys, it lived up to this billing. It was everything that I thought it would be. And I want to thank you again. And we will meet, right after the first of the year, right after New Year's. As a matter of fact, New Year's Eve, ladies and gentlemen, will be our 8th anniversary being on
wow.
air. 8 years.
Awesome.
8 years. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for
Amen.
That. It's been a really amazing. And I've had a chance of collaborating and meeting a lot of great people. I've got a great panel right here. I mean, this is absolutely great. It's, like I said, lived up to its billing. And I can't thank you enough. And I hope our audience really appreciate it, because this was extremely valuable. Dr. Sims, Dr. Demery, and Wooten Taylor, my great friend, Kennard Moffitt, Mr. Moffitt, Sarge, as so lovely.
Dr. Demery, I will be talking to you about that black pepper statement.
Dr. Demery, I can't save you, bro. I can't save you. I'm sorry. Hey, Mike, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Oh, hey, guys.
I had a blast. Wonderful meeting all of you. I really hope we can do this again. William and I will get together and see when everyone's available. And we'll cover some more safety stuff, whether it's holiday or not.
We have to do it. We must do it. In this climate
really
today.
I talk about the active shooter stuff. I mean, it's just everywhere. And I think people need to know. I mean, so I'm looking forward to that discussion.
Am I going to have to sit on the patio and just hold my peace?
Literally can't figure it out.
That's a question I'm putting on the table, okay?
Hey, look,
I'm not going
to. It's going to be great. I can't wait. Brother Moffitt. We will definitely have you back. Love it, man, my friend. Thank you. And thank you for accepting, to come on here today. Thank you. Mike, we talked about this for weeks, and, Mike and I, we often do this, program, and I wanted to bring it on this platform because, today, this is where we have our, the most listeners right here, on Sundays, right? And I wanted to bring it on the Boomerang. One of my favorite shows. Dr. Sims, thank you so much. Hey, check out Dr. Sims on Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, with Miss CeCe's Kitchen. Mike, have you heard Miss CeCe's Kitchen before?
I've heard bits and pieces, but I haven't been able to listen to the whole thing.
Tread lightly when you come.
She comes on Thursdays. she comes on Thursdays, your time, Brother Moffitt, and your time, and Dr. Demery, and I believe at 6 o'clock your time and 7 o'clock on the East Coast. Right here on Studio W. Then right after that.
Does she cook with pepper?
And hot sauce.
It's hot.
Cajun seasoning. That's right.
Mike, the kitchen is hot, brother. The kitchen is hot. And I tell everybody, if you can't stand the heat, you don't come in there. Don't do it.
I think it just got hotter.
Right.
And then right after that, we have a brand new show, and this is to the panel and to our audience. Right after that, and the reason why he had Mad Mike up there is Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Mike and I, we do a music show right after your show on Thursdays, Dr. Sims. And it is fun. We cover various genres of music. We have country there. We have country music. We have soul music. We have R&B, Southern soul. We just have
jazz,
just a mixture.
Motown.
We mix it up. We have a blast. It is fun. And that's right. Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast.
Mad Mike and Wild Will. Wild Will. That's your handle. That's your wheelhouse.
I knew you would say that.
Mike's not very mad either.
No, he's not mad at all. Oh, we've gone over a few minutes, but I checked with the CEO. He says, okay. The funniest thing that happened, I'll show at the end, and I think this is becoming a regular. Mike has this beautiful dog. It's a chocolate lab, right? And his name is Guinness. And at the end of the show, impromptu, Guinness came on set, and Mike said, Guinness, you love girls? He said, woof, woof. It was unscripted. It was just funny. So folks, you missing a treat. My Mad Mike and Wild Will. Oh, that's Guinness right there.
There he is.
Oh my goodness.
A beautiful coat on that
beautiful
dog.
Beautiful coat. Oh my goodness.
And I think Guinness
he's
is about
sleeping here somewhere.
Guinness is about 12 years old, isn't he?
He's right in there, yeah.
Okay.
Guinness, where are you?
Beautiful.
Hey, come here.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Come on, Guinness. Talk to your girl, Guinness. Come on.
Hey, sit down.
Guinness is becoming a star.
Do you like girls? No, no, no.
Guinness.
Hey.
Not right now. Right now, like
I woke him up.
Oh.
Right now, I want some food.
You said that was. Hey, Guinness. 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 This is Wild Wild here.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
There he is.
Look. There he is. There look at him.
Beautiful.
And so...
Doggy.
Aww. Hey, folks. Hey, that's right. That's my boy, Guinness.
He's mad because I woke him up.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Now he has to feed you now, Guinness, okay? All
right. Right. Okay. Right.
Anyway, this has been so much fun, folks. Thank you so much. Enjoy your Sunday. Now, come back. You have time to go to the fridge. Come back, grab some dinner, and in about 47 minutes, Guinness, okay? Oh, it's going to be yours truly, Sunday Night Gold, right here on Studio W The Buzz.
Okay, I'm going to make you cut up. I'm going to be sending suggestions and everything.
Yeah, please do.
Don't make him go grab a bottle of wine and then a clown.
Oh, yes. That sounds like a great idea. Wow. Oh, wow. What a fun show,
this
folks.
It's been a blast today.
Oh, it's been great. It's been great.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Thank you so much to our guests. I really appreciate your wisdom and expertise. Too. Thank you.
Big time.
Hey, Mike.
I look forward to the next one.
Hey, Mike, we'll talk soon. Dr. Demery, always a pleasure.
Love this, you guys. Thanks. And I'm so glad I got to meet all of you.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Blaine talks about you guys all the time, so.
Aw, William.
He does. He appreciates all of you.
Nice.
And you said something.
See you guys.
I said, oh, William, are you saying nice things?
Yes.
Nice thing.
Oh, well, yes, right, I do.
What?
Behind your back, I do.